I'm here with my daughter-in-law and her three children from Kinsealy in Dublin. They have just come in out of the water because there's a lot of jellyfish. Now, they're all good swimmers, but they just wouldn't take a chance. It's just beautiful, like, apart from that, but that's the way it goes. You can't have everything, I suppose, in life.
And pretty much everything else here is fantastic today.
Oh, it's brilliant, lad. The parking is fantastic. We couldn't get a space, but we finally got up on the grass, so we were happy to stay there. So that's why I'm going to try and see, get something to eat now and meet a few friends. Hope the rest of the day everybody enjoys themselves. It is really nice. It's lovely.
What's your own name and where are you from?
Mary Hoy. I'm from Tulla in County Clare.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
You're a native, so.
Oh, I am a native. I've come here since I was four. Okay. 4 years old, and we always stayed up on the main street up in Flanagan's. 2 weeks every summer. Lovely, lovely people. And my mother wouldn't pass there now. That was it. That was our holiday as children. And we did a pram. And we always walked into Ennisdiamond to buy the knitting wool, knit the woolens for the winter. So Ennisdiamond was a market town, so they had lots of everything, particularly the wool, lovely knitting wool. So that was my memories of Lahinch. I still come back. And even in the winter time, we go for a walk. My husband himself would come up here to go for a walk on a Sunday, and it's lovely too.
The fact you're coming here since you were four is testament to how great Lahinch is, and that isn't it great to have such a great holiday spot within your own county?
Absolutely, and it's only 3/4 of an hour door to door. And children, we had a caravan when my own children were growing up. We always had a caravan over in Slattery's, and every summer it was the highlight of the summer to go to the caravan park. Now, I did hire it out for so many weeks, but we always had it ourselves. But my husband is a farmer, so he couldn't always be with us when we were there. But my parents would come. We had a wonderful time, wonderful. And they would stay in a B&B while we stayed in the caravan. And the last night then, before we went home, was a special night, and they got ice cream and chips and things like that. Nowadays, it's an everyday occurrence, but it was a speciality then, the final night of the holiday, to go for fish and ice cream and chips. Fish and chips and ice cream.
Are you here for the week?
Oh, gosh, no, I'm only here for the day.
And the family from Dublin that are here, is it their first time, or are they enjoying it?
Oh, they're enjoying it. Well, my son, of course, is married to a Dublin girl, so they have a whole selection of beaches, but the children said Lahinch is probably one of the better ones. So I was surprised, and I was delighted to hear that. I said, you need to come to County Clare more often. Forget about Dublin for a while. I said, you're out in the traffic. And Nana, look, what about that out there? They were at Blake's Corner, of course, in the queue. So, you know, but anyhow, sure. It's no harm. Let them have a bit of exercise or patience.
Isn't it great to see Lahinch so busy with the great weather and people after all the various lockdowns and so on, and people are getting the fresh air and getting the sun.
Right. And it's fabulous now. It's fabulous. They'll be all loaded with vitamin C. They'll be healthy for the winter anyhow. Vitamin D and vitamin C.
Randy Lewis, owner of Randaddy's in Lahinch.
Lahinch at the moment, as I came in, really busy, weather's lovely. It seems to be thriving at the moment, as it does every summer.
Absolutely. Lahinch is booming. Lots of things going on, lots of smiley faces. It really looks like a surfer, golfer town, with everybody surfing the waves, ice cream's going around, families enjoying, and camper vans galore.
Clearly, I mean, it would be busy any summer, but the weather combining with people, you know, coming out of the last lockdown in May, people are just looking to get out there. And I suppose they're being encouraged to be outdoors in the fresh air as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's out. Everybody's enjoying the outdoors. The weather has been phenomenal. So today we've decided to take a day off in Randaddy's, and everybody's out and enjoying themselves and moving on forward. Tomorrow will be a fresh new day for everybody, and we'll resume business.
How is business at the moment, or how is it working since reopened?
Well, I'm extremely lucky. We got a patio that seats quite a few people, and business for Randaddy's has been fairly pushing on and pushing forward since March. Obviously, others aren't so lucky with the patio spaces. And then there's others that have created patio spaces, which look really lovely outside.
You've got a lot of construction work going on out the front. Is that hindering business, or are you just getting on with it? Or?
Yeah, SeaWorld is just regenerating their projects right now and really doing a fantastic job. It's not really hindering much that's going on. Lucky, obviously, COVID plays an account of that, where other restaurants are closed and we're the only restaurant really in Lahinch with a big patio.
Which I suppose is to your advantage that you've got that outside area, particularly by the seafront as well. You must do great business in normal times, and probably even when you are open at the moment now.
Absolutely. The patio itself is definitely a blessing in disguise. It's great for enjoying it. I mean, listen, you're facing the Atlantic Ocean there, and so it's number one surf destination in the country. You got the Cliffs of Moher right there, PGA golf course right behind me. You couldn't dream up a better location.
when you are open, so you're closed today, when you open again, is it a 12-hour day, or are you open for as long as basically you can open? I suppose particularly because restaurants and establishments like yours, once they reopen, it's kind of trying to reclaim lost business.
Yeah, we're open from 12 o'clock to 9 at night, 6 days a week at the moment.
So it's all hands to the pump.
Yeah, everybody's booming, everybody's going, everybody's working as hard as they can work in the heat, and then I think it's rain coming around the corner.
Obviously, there's a lot of discussion about indoor hospitality at the moment. Representatives from the industry are talking with the government. It looks like it'll be opening imminently. Are you looking forward to that? How will that affect your business? I mean, we're just in the kind of kitchen area. There's a lot of places where you can see people indoors. Are you looking forward to it returning?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when it rains, we're going to haul people indoors. And I think if it's sunny, we're just going to keep everybody outdoors and make it nice and easy and breezy for the staff and, more importantly, for the customers coming through the place.
Just ask your name.
Fiacra.
And Fiacra, where are you from?
Dublin.
So, Fiacra, are you on holidays in Lahinch at the moment?
Yeah. Four kids. Trying not to get too burnt. It's gorgeous.
Had you been planned to come down here anyway and didn't realise it was going to be so magnificent?
No, we just came to the last minute. We're staying in the Eco Camping site just in Milltown Malbay. It was, I think, the last campsite available in Ireland. So it was amazing to find a place as busy and as nice.
Are you here for the week or just a long weekend?
Thursday.
Had you been in Lahinch before or Clare for summer holidays?
Relations in Clare. So my dad would have hailed from Clare a long time ago. And that's bringing us back every now and then. And the Atlantic.
Yeah, the weather is unbelievable, isn't it? You probably can't believe your lucky stars.
No. Plenty of factor on. Complaining about something all the time. But we enjoyed bodyboarding in the sea as well.
There's plenty to do. I mean, you've got the beach, you're doing surfing, and there's lots of nice places to go eat and ice cream shops and everything. It's you're not stuck for things to do in Lahinch.
No, plenty to do, right? Yeah. This is our first day here, but yeah, we'll definitely be back. And thinking about the paddleboarding, they were saying the waves are a bit soft because of the weather at the moment, but paddleboarding looks fun.
It'd be relaxing in the calm water.
It would, yeah. We might get to see the cousins in America if we go out a bit.
Hi, I'm Ben Bennett from Ben Surf Clinic in Lahinch. We run a surf shop and surf school down here on the prom.
Ben, how are things with the business at the moment? Obviously, the weather's great. There's a ton of people out there. You're in a prime location right in front of the beach.
Yeah, it's obviously great to see the weather, and it brings the crowds, and Lahinch is always busy when the sun is shining. So our shop's going really well. Obviously, the one thing when the calm weather comes for us is we get less surf. So that kind of slows down a bit of our business. But it's just great to see the crowds back in Lahinch. It's brilliant.
I suppose it'd be busy here anyway, but the combination of the weather and people being encouraged to be outdoors, and plus, I suppose the last lockdown only ended in May, people are just looking to get back to some sense of normality.
Yeah, definitely. Since we've opened up since the lockdown, it's been so busy. And obviously, as you said, everyone's getting out and about, staycation, promoting Clare, and the West Coast has been brilliant. So there has been great crowds around. Obviously, for us, we're obviously conscious of, you know, making sure everybody in the water is safe and they're taking all the precautions, listening to lifeguards and so on. But it's been really busy, and we're delighted to see for the whole village.
In terms of water safety, what do people need to be most mindful of when they're crossing over to the beach?
It really depends on what kind of a user you are on the beach. You know, if you're a swimmer, bodyboarder, you need to stay inside the lifeguard flags. Because of the crowds, people tend to like to drift to other quieter spaces. But those spaces can be dangerous and tricky. So it is really important to try and listen to your lifeguard or local surf shop or school and take the advice and go to where they're suggesting. Even though the other spot might seem a bit quieter, often there's reasons why it's quieter. If you're a surfer, then you got to avoid that space because that's too crowded, and surfboards will be working outside the flags. We actually have checkered white, black and white flags, which is designating the surf zones. So we have swim zones and surf zones. If we can get people into the right spaces, then generally we have a great time here.
Do people generally heed the advice? I mean, do they come when they're in the shop? Do they look for it, or you just offer it as a matter of course?
We would always offer it as a matter of course anyway, but we do get some coming in, and we encourage it. We want as many people to come in and ask about the tides and the currents, etc. And the lifeguards are the same. It's much better give advice than have to go and do rescues or looking after people in the water. But generally, people are pretty good. It can get a bit hectic, you know. people get a bit stressed in the sunshine and the heat, and it's, it can all seem a bit intense, but once they get down and relax and get in the water in the right places, everyone has a great time.
So as you say, when the water's calmer as it is now, you're not doing too much business in terms of the surfboards, but what else do you sell? Or let's see, canoes and all sorts of stuff in here.
Yeah, so we try and offer a different option. So we have stand-up paddle boards, and we also do kayaking on the sea. So generally, we wouldn't be able to do it on the sea because it's too wild. So yeah, it's beautiful. I was out myself with my kids and family last night till nearly 9:30, 10 o'clock with the sunset and just paddling around. The water's really clear now. We've been doing a bit of snorkeling and things like that as well. So definitely encourage people to get out in the water. The water's pristine and beautiful at the moment.
What's your name?
Rosemary O'Connell.
Rosemary, where are you from?
I'm living in Shannon, County Clare.
You're here in Lahinch today. Do you come here often?
I haven't been here since a couple of years.
Was that due to the pandemic, or is this a place you used to always come regularly?
Oh, with my parents, they used to bring me here for the holidays, and, you know, when I was younger, like, it's very not easy getting down here, like. Yeah. I like it here.
Are you just here for the day, or are you here just for the week?
A picnic. No, just here for the day. I'm sorry I didn't get up very early in the morning and be down here earlier.
So you're not here long?
I'm here about an hour and a half so far, yeah. Have our little picnic now.
Very good. And you've got a great spot here. You're not on the beach, but just in front of it.
Oh yeah, because when we went down, the sea was coming in, and so we kept moving back the chairs, and so we decided to come up here. Then it's a bit cooler up here, anyhow.
You couldn't have picked a better time to come to Lahinch. The weather's absolutely scorching at the moment.
Oh, it's got beautiful. It's beautiful. Just a bit of air you need. And I met a nice people around here as well. And I just went for a little walk there. Now and I came across lovely people. But there is nice people around.
That's great to hear. I suppose with the weather the way it is, you said you wished you'd arrive sooner, but at least the sun will be out till about 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I know that. We'll be waiting for it to go back in again. Let it go to sleep.
Are you planning anything in Lahinch today other than a picnic, or just kind of take it as it comes?
Oh, just take it as it comes. Like, we'll go for a little walk, you know, soon, like, you know, after our picnic. Just look around and bring back memories when I was a little girl. Because the last memory I had was my brother, Lord of Mercy. He was in a suit and he started splashing me. And me and my mother, we pushed him in with soot and all. And when that's brought back memories there now to me today.
Did he forgive you and the mother soon after, or did he hold it against you?
Oh, he never. I was only his only sister. Of course he forgave me.